Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. And it is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station. Or if you're listening online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, we welcome you with open arms. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about car theft. 10 tips to avoid car theft. This is a really valuable list that has been put together, and our very special guest is standing by to tell us all about it. Coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel, will be joining us. We'll talk about some of the new vehicles that Tom has driven recently. I wonder if he, like myself, got the opportunity to get behind the wheel of that 707 horsepower Dodge Challenger Hellcat upcoming for 2015. Hopefully he did, and we can compare notes a little bit. But we always have fun talking new cars and also interesting stories with Tom. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America, and you can reach out anytime at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the digital means, which seems to be becoming more and more popular these days, you can reach out via the email during the program. I'll be watching it intensely. It's bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. And we'll definitely be watching those emails, like I said, not only throughout the show, but also we'll be monitoring them throughout the week. So anytime, 24/7, you can email us up. Well, the month of July is actually National Vehicle Theft Protection Month, and we have a very special guest joining us right now to tell us all about some tips to avoid having your car stolen. It's my pleasure to welcome Rob Mulner, who is the Chief Car Enthusiast with AutoPartsWarehouse.com. Hey there. Welcome to the program, Rob. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin by talking about car theft in general. Lots of people are under the mistaken notion that it's the brand new cars are the ones that are stolen, or it's the super exotic sports cars. But the reality of the situation, year after year, some of the most common vehicles, and sometimes quite a bit old, 10 years old, Honda Accords, different Toyota models, Toyota Corollas, a number of SUVs, those tend to be the ones that the thieves love to target.
Yeah, you hit it on the head, Bob. I mean, what we're talking about here, especially with so many more old cars on the road. I mean, the average car on the road right now is over 10 years old. Just think about a rolling buffet. Guys need parts. They go and find that car, and you're right. It's, you know, as an enthusiast to another, none of these cars, you know, light my fire.
Uh-huh.
These Accords, these Camrys, these Corollas, the Silverados, you know, it's just the basic stuff out there that's getting snagged, and getting snagged frequently. These are the perennials. I mean, the Accord has been at the top of this most stolen list for, I think it's going on 5 or 6 years. So that's, people love stealing that car, and especially if it's black, they like stealing it the most. They seem to shy away from some of the more new unique colors, like the turquoise, for example. So if you've got a black Accord, you know, follow our list here we put together from AutoPartsWarehouse.com, and you'll be a little bit safer.
That's great. And we'll run down that list of the top 10 stolen cars once again. As you noted, Honda Accord topping the list, the Honda Civic in second place, the Camry in third from Toyota, the Corolla from Toyota in fourth, the Silverado from Chevrolet in fifth, Acura Integra is sixth, the Cadillac Escalade seventh, the Ford F-350 eighth, Nissan's Altima and Chevrolet Tahoe rounding out the list at 9 and 10. It's amazing how fast a car can be stolen. Is it true that a car can be stolen in less than 60 seconds, Rob?
Well, I haven't personally witnessed it, but I've certainly seen a number of different documentaries where it seems like, and especially if we're dealing with a professional, that's really not too tough. The days of a good old Slim Jim or the coat hanger, we might be past those days, but the guy that's really got, you know, a bullseye on your Accord, for example, if he's good at what he does, yeah, he's probably going to boost it in about a minute. Part of what we're trying to warn about here is don't make yourself a target. Mm-hmm. Don't make it so easy. It's a pretty basic list we've compiled here, but yeah, I remember on one of the Top Gear episodes, professional guys could boost a car pretty rapidly. I'd say a minute. Yeah, that seems pretty accurate.
That's remarkable. And with more than a million cars stolen every year, that equates to about one every 27 seconds being stolen. Let's talk about this great AutoPartsWarehouse.com's auto theft protection list. You've put together some great tips here. We'll begin with number one, and this is a no-brainer, but lots of people don't do it.
It is amazing. It is amazing how frequently the car was unlocked. You park the car in your driveway at night. You obviously think you live in a good neighborhood, but not locking it up is just an invitation for somebody to rummage through your car. It seems, more and more that people, it's basically a rolling office, a rolling living room. So you've got all of your comfortable items, your phone, obviously, if you're a lady, your purse or your wallet. That stuff is just laying around in the car. And if the doors aren't locked, you're making it so easy. So the simple one is lock it up. And again, with more older cars on the road, we know there's a potential that, locks might be broken. Not that tough to replace a lock actuator. If you, a little bit of internet, a little bit of autopartwarehouse.com, you can find those pieces and replace them on your own. If you're not comfortable, yeah, take it to the dealer. But the parts are out there. The how-to is out there. Really not that tough.
Number two on the list you call Garage Sense, and this does make a whole lot of sense.
Well, this is one that is going to take a little bit of adjustment for a lot of people. Their garage is just an extension of their house in terms of, the items that we all collect. But boy, oh boy, you want to make it tough? Put your car in your garage and lock them both. That'll definitely put an obstacle between your car and that thief. So that's an easy one. And if you have to park out on the street, do your best to find a light somewhere bright. Maybe a motion sensor light outside your house. But if it's outside, lock it up. Try to get some light on it. That can help.
That can help a whole lot. And definitely, you're so accurate in saying lots of people do not use their garage as a place to keep cars. If you live in suburbia, even houses with two and three car garages that are not that far from my home, you'd be surprised how many people do not use their garage. It's just chock full of boxes and gear and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. Very true.
Let's talk about number three on the list you touched on a little bit, and that's be brighter.
Mm-hmm. Well, lighting is critical here. And if we're talking about a more modern car, maybe from 2000 and up, then there's typically going to be some sort of integrated alarm. If the perimeter is breached, there's going to be light. There might be a horn. So make sure all those things are functional. If there is an opportunity, an alarm is activated, then you want every light going off. You want whatever sound, whatever horn. So make sure all those circuits are working. If some lights are burned out, that's a safety issue as well. But in this list we're putting together here, we want to make any breach as loud and as bright as we possibly can. So
makes a lot of sense, Rob.
Pretty,
hold
pretty
that thought.
Pick.
When we come back on the other side, we'll continue our discussion. Got seven more tips to run through with Rob Molnar from AutoPartsWarehouse.com. This is Auto World.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We have a very special guest. It's Rob Mulner, and he's the chief car enthusiast with AutoPartsWarehouse.com. We're talking about auto theft, and also we should talk about AutoPartsWarehouse.com. I'm a big fan. Rob, tell our listeners all around North America about Auto Parts Warehouse.
Well, Bob, it's a great website if you're shopping for just about any sort of replacement part or accessory for a vehicle that's we're going all the way back into the 50s. Anything forward, we've got a part for you. And a great alternative to the dealer, lots of brands, lots of parts. For your average DIY guy, it's quite a candy store. So I appreciate you being a fan. Anybody hasn't tried it, go on over, take a look.
Let's continue the 10 tips to avoid car theft. We talked about locking up, putting your vehicle in the garage, making sure your lights are in working order, and also parking near a lighted position. Let's talk about convertibles. This is an area that's always very vulnerable. One of the advantages of the recent hardtop convertibles is the fact that thieves can't slash the top on a convertible and get in that way. But the truth of the matter is, Rob, there are lots of older vehicles, older convertibles out there that they don't even have to slash the top to get in.
That's true. And again, with these older cars and these older convertibles, you know, it's inevitable that that top is going to start disintegrating. So what's great about some of the earlier convertible cars is nowadays some of the tops you can get with a glass replacement window rather than the plastic. So if you combine that new window with a new top, suddenly it seals up great. It's going to be quieter, and it's also going to be more challenging to break into. We've got a pretty large Jeep audience. So for Jeeps, especially after the summertime, a good top can make a difference. A good top can keep the average thief out of your vehicle. But again, if somebody really, really, really wants to get in that top, they probably will, but don't make it easy for them. And a good top can keep your stuff safe and actually keep the sun out of your vehicle as well.
Let's talk about number five on the list, which is stash the goods. And this is another thing that you think is a no-brainer, but, you know, it's not uncommon. I'm such a car enthusiast like yourself. Sometimes if I'm in a mall parking lot or whatever, I'll check out a vehicle up close and take a look inside. And, you know, I'll see right plain out in the open things like, you know, iPads and laptops and all kinds of stuff people will leave in their vehicle while they're in shopping in a mall.
Yeah, you're right. It's pretty incredible. Again, with all of you know, with not just the electronics, but other high value items, just leaving them out in the open. And you know, this thought really revolved around a lot of our Jeep audience. It's pretty standard to put in some sort of lockable box in your Jeep, only because that is a vehicle that is frequently going to be wide open. So you know, a simple locking box under the seat, that's easy. That'll bolt right in. Typically, that's going to be tough to get out of the vehicle. It's going to be tough to punch open. So in this case, if you've got to travel with those valuables, here's a great way to keep them out of the public view.
Another great tip you've got on here to avoid car theft is buy a car with a manual transmission, three pedals, because
yep.
So many people these days do not know how to drive a manual transmission, and when you consider that 70% or more of cars sold in the U.S. aren't available with a manual, there's a good reason why, and a lot of people have not been exposed to a manual ever in their lifetime.
You're right, and it's... you know, we could certainly talk a bit about the sad state of affairs, but I think we've all seen and heard the stories that, you know, somebody who's going to get carjacked, don't know how to drive a manual, going to have to find somebody else. So, you know, the same concept works for vehicle theft. You know, the average guy wants us to be quick and easy, and three pedals is not going to be either for a thief. So, here's a great way to. Stand out from the crowd a bit, and also make yourself less of a target.
Number seven, you call Don't Spare Yourself, a very good title. Tell our listeners all across North America about this tip.
Well, this probably seems counterintuitive, but we think it's wise not to stash a spare key somewhere in the car. as much as those magnetic little little boxes seem safe, we think that's just an invitation for somebody to prowl around, find that box, and snag that key. And if they've got the key, then there's, obviously there's nothing difficult about that. So we're suggesting no spare in the car anywhere.
Let's talk about number eight. This you used to hear more about this years ago than you do recently, but it's a very good tip. Engrave parts. Tell our listeners all about this tip.
Yeah, we're suggesting that, for the high-value parts, and here I think we're talking predominantly about body parts, some sort of an engraving, whether it's a VIN, some sort of a name or a number, that can be helpful. That can be helpful in terms of recovering those high-value parts. So I know that some of the dealers offer a service like this for newer vehicles, but, if you look at our list from autopartswarehouse.com and you see your name there, your vehicle's name, might be something to think about.
And number nine on the list from the folks at Auto Parts Warehouse on 10 tips to avoid car theft is leave a trail. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, this one, again, this one's pretty easy. You drop a business card or a mailing label down in a door. It might seem a little bit silly, but ultimately something like this can help a car that's been recovered. If you open up that door panel and you find someone's card in there, you get a pretty good idea where that vehicle emanated from. So this one, again, if your vehicle's on that list, might be something to think about. Pretty darn easy. No cost out of your pocket. Why not put a little breadcrumb, if you will, in those door panels? Think about, if you remember, Bob, back in the day, the Suburban, the third row seats, there was a kind of a theft wave of those. I think you remember the Datsun Z and the Camaro T-tops.
Yeah.
Some of these things that just seem to be perennial theft targets. A little homemade homing device, it can't hurt.
So true. Number 10, track your vehicle, and this is available from, of course, systems like OnStar and LoJack, and there are a number of aftermarket systems out there as well. This makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, and this is a lot of people like that kind of that safety mechanism, that security blanket, if you will. So if you really are concerned about it, There are services out there. Obviously, there are fees and monthly costs involved. But peace of mind, if you really want it, it's out there and it's available. I've heard LoJack's got a spectacular recovery rate, and their time to recovery is quite good. So if it's something that is really, really important, there are services out there.
Rob Molnar, the Chief Car Enthusiast at AutoPartsWarehouse.com. It's been a real pleasure having you here on Auto World. Look forward to getting you back on the show with us down the road. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk to the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. This is Auto World.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're live across North America on great radio stations, including the information station AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, and right now we're going to the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, home of one of the great auto shows, right after the North American show in Detroit in January. In February, it's time for the big Chicago show at McCormick Place, and I believe it's the single largest attended show in the entire country, or pretty close to it. It draws from all the surrounding states, and it's such a beautiful facility there in McCormick Place. So Chicago is not only home to the auto show, but it's also home to Consumer Guide Automotive, which I'm a big fan of. And joining us right now is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Thanks for having me.
I was wondering if you got the opportunity, like myself, to go courtesy of the folks at Dodge to check out the 2015 Challenger. Did anybody within Consumer Guide get that invite?
Yes, we got the invitation, and sadly, I did not get to go. However, one of our editors, John Beal, did, in fact, avail himself of that opportunity, and it came back, and I'll be interested to know your time, but he came back with a very interesting trap time driving the Hellcat.
Yeah, it was really an experience. I've always been a fan. You know, I love all three of the modern-day muscle cars. I've owned a lot of Mustangs in my day, so I love the Mustang. Can't wait for the 2015. Really, the Camaro has grown on me more and more. The styling of the Camaro has really grown on me. I had an SS with the 1LE package as a test vehicle for a week here during the last few months, and that was a really good ride. I have not had the opportunity to drive the ZL1. That's one of my dream vehicles. And, of course, I got the Z28, the true track car out there. So I'm a big fan of the Camaro, but there's just something about the Challenger. And I think the thing that draws me to the Challenger is its usability, the fact that it's got a usable trunk, the fact that it's got a real back seat that you can put a small child with a child seat, or you can put actual full-size human beings in there. The usability factor, it's really kind of more of a GT car than the other two pony cars, Tom.
I think you hit it on the head. It's decidedly practical for a big coupe. And yeah, someone who's very tall or even someone who's just very big would have no problem not only getting in or out of the Challenger, but being happy in it for a very long drive. And the same cannot be said of the Camaro, which, like, and I agree with you, I think that car grows on you over time, but it is much more cramped and a little less practical as a daily driver, whereas the Challenger just, it affords you a great deal of space and surprising practicality.
And I could see, I just pulled up consumerguide.com, the blog. Dodge unleashes 707 horsepower Challenger Hellcat test drive, and I can't wait to read. Wow, managed a 12.2 second quarter mile time when he took it on the drag strip. The trouble, and I'm sure that John also found it with the vehicle, is the fact that it puts out so much power, 707 horsepower, and we'll go back and talk about that a little bit more in detail, that there's so much power, it's hard to get all that power down into the ground working for you, because this vehicle will spin its tires and eat its tires and smoke its tires like, honestly, no vehicle I have ever experienced.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine, and I can't remember Chrysler's claim for that, but it's in the low 11-second range for the quarter with a professional driver, and it's just hard to imagine a street car ever hooking up and getting that power to the ground.
I know, and when they put drag radials on it, it's, I believe, 10.8, which is just incredible. But just stop and think about the fact that we've got a vehicle now. I mean, it's around $60,000, which is less than the Camaro Z28, which is $75,000. It's still a lot of money. But then again, if you want to get into that sacred ground of the 700 horsepower club, you know, the choices are slim. Ferrari F12, 300,000 or more. Lamborghini Aventador, you know, 300,000 or more. Another very limited edition Italian vehicle, even more money. So just for pure bragging rights, it's an amazing accomplishment. I mean, the most horsepower per dollar, and as Tim Kaniskis, who was with us on the show last week at this very same time, you know, he calls the engine a science project, because when you stop and think about it, I mean, 6.2 liters, first ever supercharged Hemi, and the fact that the thing that I came away from the drive more than anything else, and I took a lot of the opportunity where a lot of people were doing track laps. I did do one track lap, but I didn't get a chance to drive the Hellcat out to the track. So I wanted to drive both the 8-speed automatic and the manual transmission Hellcat just on the streets, just to see what it was like in commuter stop and go in suburbia in the highway. And so I took those cars for a ride, and I took the regular SRT 392 out for the same drive, and I took the V6. The vehicle I spent the most time in driving it out to the track was the Scat Pack RT, which is a great vehicle. But all in all, with the Hellcat, the thing that I walked away from was how livable it is to drive. I mean, this is definitely a vehicle that you could drive every day. It's definitely a vehicle that doesn't really beat you up. It's definitely a vehicle that your you know, 90-year-old grandmother actually could get in and drive and beat a little old lady from Pasadena. It's very tame, and it's not scary at all, at least to me.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that John noted, that you have 700 horsepower on tap, and yet you can drive it in traffic with the windows up, the air on, and, you know, and listening to some music off your iPod. It's in traffic, it's very much just a commuter car.
It definitely is, and that 8-speed automatic transmission is truly remarkable. The transmission can not only achieve great fuel economy numbers and improves the 0 to 60 times on all the Camaros, but also the fact that it can skip gears. I mean, you can be in 7th gear, and all of a sudden it will downshift to 2nd gear. It's remarkable.
Yeah, and that's the sort of thing that was causing problems really early on. I don't know how many people remember that. In the very earliest days of the Mercedes-Benz 7-speed, there were some problems with the programming on that. And as it attempted to skip gears, there was often some artificial, not some artificial, but there was some unintentional roughness and confusion. And that was something that they fixed very quickly. But it's amazing now that we're up to 8 speeds or 9 speeds in some cases, and the transmission can simply skip gears, and everything works surprisingly cleanly and efficiently. And I think that most people getting into a car with 8 speeds these days who didn't know or didn't care would never notice.
And it's really cool that they've got the two key fobs, and you guys have a great picture of the two key fobs up at consumerguide.com. There's a black fob, which limits it's a valet key, basically, limits the vehicle to a very modest 500 horsepower. And then there's the red key for unleashing the complete 707 horsepower. I mean, when you step into the vehicle, and the exhaust is actually controllable as well. It has electronic controls, so you can change the sound of the vehicle, but it makes wonderful sounds. But as you're absolutely correct in your earlier statement, this vehicle, along with the SRT 392, comes standard with a $2,000 Harman Kardon stereo system with, I believe, 19 speakers. So, as you can tell, I kind of like this vehicle. It's on my lottery list. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about the Challenger, and we'll talk some other fun stuff with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. knows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Our very special guest is Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're talking all about John Beal's story that you can read, posted on July 22nd on the Daily Drive, the blog at consumerguide.com. It's called What in Hades Dodge Unleashes 707 Horsepower Challenger Hellcat Test Drive. And John also talks about the other variations of the Challenger as well. And certainly for value, not only is this a great value for those who want the ultimate in high performance and big numbers, but you got to say this Scat Pack Edition RT with 485 horsepower, 475 pound-feet of torque. This is the SRT engine delivering 25 miles per gallon with the 8-speed automatic, 0 to 60 in 4.1, and a base ticket price of $38,495. That's a really good deal.
Just going to 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds is it's amazing only if you live through the 80s. It's astonishing that when our best cars were took twice as long to click 60 seconds. It's amazing how fast cars are now and how affordable they are being that fast.
It is so true. I mean, I remember Paul Eisenstein and I having a conversation not that long ago when we said, well, it looks like 500 horsepower is now the official high water mark, you know, to be considered a really, truly supercar. And then, you know, Ford blasts out their GT500, now out of production for 13 and 14, and has 662 horsepower. That blew everybody away. And now we've got this incredible Challenger. And as you say, for those old enough to remember the 80s and remembering the 1984 Corvette and, you know, what a great introduction that was, the C4, the all-wonderful new Corvette, state-of-the-art, with its crossfire fuel injection. And I believe, I mean, off the top of my head, I think it was like 205 horsepower, something like that.
I think it was 205 horsepower, and to get the big 7.5 to 60, you needed to use the 4+3 automatic or 4+3 manual.
Yes, exactly. What a horrible gearbox that was when you stop and think about it. But we have come a long way. I mean, when you've got 4-cylinder engines, you know, knocking on the door of 300 horsepower, it shows you that all the science and technology has certainly paid off. This is, I know we've said it before, but if you're one of those people right now that's in the fortunate position of having some available liquid funds that you need, that you can treat yourself to something cool, boy, there's just so much out there, Tom. It's truly an enthusiast delight.
Yeah, this is the new golden age, and it's a better golden age because everything's reliable and it doesn't rust. It's
That's great.
These are great times for car owners.
Speaking of great times for car owners, you got an interesting story up here in the blog called Cargo Clash. This is a 1964 Dodge A100 versus the 2015 Ram ProMaster City. And you compare these two and talk about quite a bit of difference in philosophies and in execution as well.
Yeah, it's funny, too, and I blame this story on Ram because at the introduction for this, they had an introduction at their full-line event in Chelsea earlier in the month, and they brought the A100 out. It was sitting there, and they had a beautifully restored 64 A100 sitting there, and it begged this story. But it's interesting because if you give it, given their footprints, the new Ram ProMaster City, which is based on the Fiat, I believe it's the Fiat Doblo, it's the new small companion to the ProMaster, and should prove popular with city delivery services and whatnot. They brought in this vehicle, and then it's a small delivery vehicle that'll compete with the Transit Connect. It's small, it's tidy, it's got a good price, but Dodge had done this before. They had a small van, and it was called the A100. And it's funny, like you said, the philosophies are very different. The D100 was given entirely to cargo. It's bare metal, the floor is long, there's just the barest of seats, and there's nothing in the car at all, whereas the ProMaster, of course, sound insulated, has a headliner, is nicely fitted inside, AM, FM stereo radio with air conditioning, power windows, and many airbags. Yeah, it's a vastly different thing. And the standard transmission for the A100 was a 3-speed manual. The standard transmission on the ProMaster is a 9-speed automatic.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Great story. You got lots of wonderful new test drives up at consumerguide.com. Some of these vehicles I have not been behind the wheel of. The 2014 Ford Fiesta EcoBoost 3-cylinder. Now, I remember a couple of other attempts at 3-cylinder engines, and they were horrible. But this engine has won the World Engine of the Year Award 2 years in a row in small displacement category. And is it truly that smooth, Tom? Did you spend some time in this vehicle?
I spent a lot of time in this vehicle, and I have a love-hate relationship with this car and this engine. I enjoyed driving it very much, and it's one of those situations where if you want to drive and you like to drive and you keep your foot in it, it's a great engine. It's zippy, it's revvy, it's remarkably smooth, especially for a 3-cylinder. But even unqualified, it's pretty smooth. Our problem with the car was that if you don't keep alert, if you're just sort of driving casually in traffic, you find yourself wanting for torque. You can catch this engine off guard and apparently off boost and find yourself having to drop gears to keep up with traffic. Additionally, unfortunately, we put two drivers through it, put about 300 miles on it, and we're just barely able to break 30 miles per gallon. Which we find disappointing because that's right where the city number is.
Yeah. No, that is disappointing, definitely. So it sounds like it needs to be refined a little bit better. Here's one that I was invited to go on the introduction of, but I had to take a pass due to some family stuff. But I'm waiting for one to arrive here for a weekly test drive. Can't wait to check out the 2015 Chrysler 200 series. And you guys recently had an S variant in your test car garage. Tell us a little bit about the 200S all-wheel drive V6 model that you guys drove.
Yeah, we were really nothing but impressed by that car. It's fun to get into a vehicle where things seem to have been rethought. So on a very fundamental basis, you have a very smooth V6, you have an 9-speed automatic, and a really great chassis. But what impresses is the interior. They rethought some stuff. Instead of going with tired old, you know, trim that looks like wood or may not be wood, they went with colored plastic instead, which I thought was fairly daring. But you have the console too, which now lays almost vertically as opposed to horizontally. And it's funny how at first you don't realize why the interior looks or feels different, but you have this long, low control panel, and then all your audio but your HVAC controls are right there, and your shifter is down there, and they fall to your hand really easily. And they've created both the impression of space and clubbiness in the interior. And it's just fun to look around that interior and point to things that are different from other cars. But on the road, it's a joy to drive. It's quick. It handles well, but it still rides well. It's remarkably refined, and it actually feels a little bit like a high-end car, which is what it needs to feel like, I think, if it's going to compete in a very crowded midsize class.
Very true. The young man that drops off vehicles down here where I'm presently residing in Florida from Prestige, you know, I always ask him, you know, because I'm low man on the totem pole here. Unlike when I was in Boston for 20 plus years, I used to get a lot of the just introduced models. And so he said, you know, the ones that they've got a lot of right now in their fleet are the Audi A3, which I haven't driven, and the Chrysler 200. And I love his statement on the 200, and you'll get a kick out of this. The young man said the Chrysler 200 is as if the Ford Fusion and an Infiniti had a baby. So I thought it was interesting. We'll have to see what it's like once we get it, but an interesting comparison, and definitely Chrysler is up the ante interior-wise, and it's a country mile from the previous generation 200. Let's talk about the Honda Fit for 2015. You guys have also taken one of these recently for test drive evaluation, had it in-house, an EX model. The Fit is a kind of a Swiss Army knife vehicle. Very interesting configuration. What's the new one like?
The new one is like the old one, but much more refined, and that's the good news, because if you like the old Fit, if you like the practicality, if you like the sort of spunkiness, if you like the just the available space and the folding rear seat and everything that it did, all that carries over. But the good news for 2015 is that they've spent some time, some effort, and apparently some money to make the car quieter and more refined, and it all paid off, because I think the one thing that you could complain about the old car is that it just had a cheapness to it that was kind of holding it back. Still a fun car, but for 2015, the interior is nicer, it's quieter, it rides much better on the highway, doesn't bounce around quite as much, and you hear the engine a lot less, which is fine, because it wasn't the best sounding engine in the world. You know, we didn't get the great mileage, but we got the good mileage. We got the 31 mpg.
Not bad at all. Well, Tom, we always love having you on board. We're going to get you back for a full hour real soon. Thanks for your time here today.
Always fun.
That's Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive. Check it out online. I'm Bob Law.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.